Hello, beautiful people. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling good? Or are you excited to learn something new? Well, let's dive into chapter number 12, CRM implementation. Introduction. Customer relations management is important to every company, and often CRM implementation must be used to either create or improve the current system. CRM implementation is not always an easy process. It'll take a lot of work on the part of everyone within the company. It is important that CRM implementation starts with careful planning, which includes having a strategy for CRM implementation. Setting up a team for CRM implementation and creating a schedule to follow for the same. Also, an important part of the planning for CRM implementation is analyzing what kind of CRM you already have in place, identifying company needs, and deciding on training and support for the CRM implementation. The outcome is uncertain, and we often make adjustments or adapt to new ideas, new information, or new human capital as we make progress. These factors highlight the complexity of the CRM software deployment. Elements of successful CRM selection and implementation. Reasons why CRM has failed in the past are as follows. Lack of proper strategy. This includes poor objective setting, confusing the CRM strategy with the technology implementation, lack of clarity of goal, lack of senior leadership, and failure to produce any competitive advantage. Inadequate planning and scope setting. The common reasons for inadequate planning are lack of adequate metrics to measure the success or failure, lack of properly staffed teams, and implementation missteps. Both these steps, if not done rightly, can help you not implement a CRM properly. Like if you don't have a proper strategy in place or there is not enough planning or scope setting. Number three, lack of proper assessment of the existing processes. Like if you don't have a proper focus on the customers and their existing processes, lack of time and attention to business processes, automation of the current practices without addressing the redundancies and outmoded practices are some critical reasons for the failure of your CRM strategy. You need to keep in mind all the things before you actually get into it. Thus, if you don't assess the current situation properly, the CRM implementation will not go well. Lack of change management. CRM involves the transition of organizations to different orientation and mismanagement of organizational change or bad transition planning, resulting in its failure. Thus, people need to understand that they need to adapt CRM. They need to adapt to change. Inadequate post-implementation operation. Post-implementation operation and planning is an important part as the inception and implementation. Neglecting partner relationship management, not checking for upgrades, and lack of awareness of the vendor ecosystem further will lead to CRM failure. Why are you implementing in the CRM in the first place is the first question that you need to answer. And if the answer to this is why CRM fail, it is because you need to be customer-centric. Become customer-centric is hard. Very hard, so many customer-centric initiatives fail because that's what companies do. They fail in implementing it in the correct manner. So you need to implement the CRM in the first place to make sure that the customer is happy and satisfied at the end of the day. A system simply cannot think, make strategic decisions regarding customer segmentation, or come up with the most suitable KPIs or define the challenge. All these need to be strategic in nature. Often, it is not about which CRM to use. It is about effective implementation and behavioral change among employees to use it for their own efficiency. Up to 70% of all CRM projects fail. 70%. We have been studying CRM since the last 11 chapters, and there you go, the fact. 70% of all CRM projects fail because most managers in the commercial environment know at least one failed CRM project or even a broken CRM system right now. According to Gartner survey, around 50 to 70% of all CRM projects resulted in losses or not in the improvement of company performance. It is expected that the system itself will bring the content and strategic direction for marketing, sales, and service. However, that is not, because the system can only map and structure strategic content but cannot create it. Humans have to create it. People behind the CRM implementation have to create it. So it has to go hand in hand. Effects of CRM failure. The failure of any strategic initiative does not negatively affect the organization's business performance, but also hurts the employees' morale and in the process affects the foremost goal of the customer satisfaction. वापस करेंगे. वापस. Effects of CRM failure. The failure of any initiative does not just negatively affect the organization's business performance, but also hurts the employees' morale and in the process affects the foremost goal of customer satisfaction adversely. Moreover, the negative repercussions in different areas of performance can be as follows. Financial performance. The impact on financial performance is reflected in the market share and operating losses. Failure to achieve a return on investment, budget overruns, and high post-implementation costs. Customer service quality. CRM failure results in customer confusion, frustration, and negative brand perception. Sales effectiveness. Failed CRM initiatives also affect the sales force productivity, increased sales force cynicism towards new systems, and increased sales force turnover. Cultural impacts. It ends up depleting the organization's confidence in its ability to enact change and makes the organizations more averse to investments in strategic initiatives. The primary reason why CRM systems miss the mark in helping companies increase revenue is because they are too often used for inspection rather than creating improvement in the sales processes. CRM is not a tool for inspection, but for creating better processes only. If you want a CRM implementation to increase revenue, you have to rethink a CRM as a tool to do so. This is why you invested in its deployment. Also, integrate your marketing efforts with sales activity. This kind of integration using a CRM as the glue will improve marketing efforts to create gravity with prospects and sales ability to accelerate sales cycles. Lastly, sales managers must use it as a tool to jointly create strategies for major opportunities and help sales team to maximize opportunities by coaching them throughout the sales process. CRM is basically intended to manage the customer churn. This can be done by identifying the most valuable customers and understanding their expectations and delivering the best to them. There are two approaches to managing customer churn. First, untargeted approaches, which rely on superior product and mass advertising to increase brand loyalty and retaining of customers. Second, targeted approaches relying on identifying customers who are likely to churn and then either provide them with a direct incentive or customize a service plan to stay. There are two types of targeted approaches, reactive and proactive. By adopting a reactive approach, a company waits until customers contact the company to cancel their service relationship. The company then offers the customers an incentive, for example, a rebate or a discount to stay on. On the other hand, a proactive approach constitutes a continuous effort to retain customers. How to stay focused and cover up your bases when choosing and setting up a CRM system? Thoughtful selection and well-executed implementation are critical to ensure your CRM systems meet your organization's specific needs. Make sure you receive necessary features and support by staying on top of the process. If not chosen or implemented well, a CRM system may feel more like an expensive mistake than a useful tool. We'll see some tips and strategies for ensuring that the CRM systems offer the features and support you need and it's implemented in the perfect way in a more time and cost-efficient way. Your organization systems expert. A CRM software is a tool that helps manage interactions with constituents. To be successful, a CRM system must track and report information about the people you engage with in a way that helps you further your goals. Right? It helps you in getting your goals done faster, met them faster. For this reason, an organization's specific needs and workflows must be a critical factor when selecting and configuring a CRM. A common assumption during implementation that organizations do not have a vital role to play in is CRM implementation. Organizations often feel that they must leave the job to the technology experts. That's not the case. However, technology is not only one critical part of a CRM solution. A CRM combines an organization's business rules with technology for managing information to support those rules. Not just technology, but business rules with technology for managing the information to support those rules. CRM's implementation and selection, steps and consideration. What should be considered? What steps should be taken to implement and select the right CRM? A big part of a CRM's ongoing success is choosing well in the first place, but implementation, the process of getting a CRM up and running will also greatly impact its value to your organization. The details of this process will vary on the system you select, as well as the agreement between your organization and the vendor. Yet, most selection and implementation processes will involve the following steps and considerations: CRM review and selection, project management, vendor contracting and software licensing, CRM system customization, data migration, training and support. Number one, CRM review and selection. There are plenty of CRM solutions to choose from, a variety of systems to get a good sense of what features are available and what to assess, how easy the systems are to use. This is your job to check out a variety of systems to get an understanding of what features are available, what might be used to you, what might be of use to your company, your team, your salespeople, so on and so forth, and how easy are they to use as well. Narrowing in on an appropriate CRM is critical to maintaining a timely and cost-effective project. Trade associations often provide terrific technical assistance for specific industry vehicles. Trade associations often provide terrific technical assistance for specific industry verticals, including best fit technologies for your particular sector. Number two, project management and communication. Implementing CRM can be a time-consuming and costly process, with many elements often occurring simultaneously. Ensuring strong project management and following a detailed communication strategy can help to keep all participants informed of their responsibilities and upcoming steps in the process. You need to be a solid project manager, because if you are good at that, it's going to help you identify a person who's going to be in charge of a particular task and B and C and so on and so forth. You need strong project management skills over here and communicate the right thing to your team and people in your team. What are the typical tools of a project manager to help keep the project on track? What do they include? A calendar, keeping your entire meeting dates up to date, as well as your major milestones, including the final launch date of the project, which is a CRM implementation. Number two, work plan. This is typically the part of the contract that specifies what will be built or configured, what vendor support will be provided, and what is the overall timeline and cost should be, and the basic obligations of both the vendor and the organization. Budget spreadsheet. A list of vendor costs, software fees, and other costs per month during the implementation. Task lists, a list of tasks for individual staff to complete, such as reviewing CRM functionality, making decisions on reports, testing, and so on and so forth. Number three, vendor contracting and software licensing. Once you have identified a CRM system, it is your decision to make sure that it becomes a good fit for your organization. And then selecting a project manager to oversee the process, then you can move on to the next step, which is contracting and licensing. You've selected the CRM, you've finalized something, you've assigned it to the project manager, now you can go to contracting and licensing. Each of these is vital in setting expectations for what kind of CRM system will be implemented, how will it be supported, and costs involved in it as well. Don't underestimate the importance of this. CRM implementation projects that are not supported by clear contract and licensing terms often result in significant cost increases and missed timelines. A. Contracting. The contract phase of setting up a CRM involves an agreement and possibly negotiations with a CRM vendor or outside consultant regarding setup, services, and support of your CRM system. Whether you're signing a contract provided by the system vendor or negotiating your own, bear in mind that a good contract is not just a legal agreement between two parties, but a part of a detailed work plan that will impact how your system will be set up and run. B. Licensing. Often incorporated into the vendor contract, licensing is a written agreement outlining the CRM system vendor rules regarding intellectual property, fair use, and costs. All of these are very important to get you the license, because a license will be describing what the organization can and cannot do with the CRM. Some CRM vendors retain all ownership rights to the software, protecting their code from being modified by outside parties. Other CRMs, on the other hand, are open source, allowing users to modify the code extensively with minimal restrictions. Maintaining CRM software license requirements may require one-time or ongoing payments, or it may be free. Take care that you understand your CRM vendor's licensing terms and make sure you have them in writing. Key elements to contracting and licensing. There are several factors to be considered when contracting and licensing a software. Always negotiate a contract. Know all costs well in advance. Determine a timeline for the start and finish of the project with a workflow. Clarify communication. The more transparent it is, the better it is for you and the vendor both. Identify a process for quality control and testing of the software and the implementation. Establish a data migration plan between your older systems and the newer CRM system. Know customer responsibilities as well. Number 4, CRM system customization. Some CRM systems require only basic setup and preparation before organizations can begin using them, while others require some to substantial customization before they can be implemented. In most cases, the development work will substantially affect the final CRM product and will be most significant cost component. CRM developers require a clear understanding of an organization's business rules. The organization should clarify any informal or undocumented processes that affect the customization of the CRM and clearly explain them to the developer. The organization should also review the work of the developer at regular intervals to ensure the task has been completed to satisfaction and to what they discussed in the first place. Number 5, data migration. Many organizations have information stored in older systems that they wish to move to the CRM. The information is often organized differently from the new CRM system, requiring some effort to relocate and transfer it in a way that it becomes seamless and useful. Focusing on migration strategies early on can help you get a smoother transition of information down the road to the CRM system. Vendors require a close partnership with the organization to properly understand the groups or individuals responsible for migrating the data. Having a good grasp of organizations' ability to understand and manipulate their own data allows the vendor to offer tips and tools for how best to prepare for migration into the specific CRM tool, as well as to determine the optimal division of labor between the organization and vendor. What are the guidelines to be considered during data migration? What do they include? Find the data from wherever possible on different places, different staff, different system, different sources. Locate all the useful information which you need to put into the CRM and identify who is maintaining it, what it contains, and how accurate is the information for you. Finding the right data is also equally important because you don't need to transfer all the data from your older systems to the CRM because you don't need data which is not going to help you. Improve the data. Many organizations move inaccurate data into the new CRM tools, creating just another problem for users. Start afresh. Take the data which is only most important to you. Work to identify existing inaccuracies, correcting them when possible prior to reporting and importing them into the new system. Identify available migration tools. Some CRM systems and vendors offer tools and services to help transform data to fit the new CRM and even to automatically move it into the new system. Understand these tools and services early on and identify what work the organization must do to make use of these tools. Test before migrating. Make sure to run a test migration using the new CRM. A test will help you ensure that the information transfers correctly and allows organizations to make corrections before the final full transfer takes place. Testing before doing the entire thing is equally important to save your time, energy, and your team's efforts. Number 6 is training and support. CRM software offers a wide range of tools for users to learn and master. Many users will require multiple exposure to documentation and training in order to gain the critical skills required to succeed with the new CRM. Some CRM systems provide written documentation, videos, and other self-paced trainings, while others offer single or ongoing in-person group and individual trainings. During training, remember, identify all training options early. Give future CRM systems user a head start by introducing them to an overview of how they can learn to use the new CRM tool. Understand what is free and what is fee-based. Review trainings for quality and to prepare users for future training. The better you do it for your team, your members, the faster you do it, the better it is for them to implement and understand the new system. Plan for gaps. There might be many cases in which the available training material will not only cover every CRM feature, thus the organizations have to identify any gaps in training, including written material, video, or live webinars. Plan for how these gaps may be filled, whether internally or by a consultant from outside. Learn in context. Be sure to practice CRM skills using real data that the trainee can recognize and understand. Train the trainers. Document all processes and tips gathered from trainings to facilitate future trainings of other staff. Essentials of CRM implementation. As you can see in the diagram, there is analytical CRM, operational CRM, as two different parts that they've explained. Now, what does this include? All of these things, right from enterprise data, customer profiling, workforce optimization, partner contribution measurement, revenue analysis, customer segmentation, channel analysis, responsibility to buy modeling, churn analysis and prediction, nest sequential purchase analysis, prospect qualification, campaign measurement, customer satisfaction analysis, risk scoring, supplier evaluation, customer value measurement. All of this in the center is non-CRM data. All this that we just saw was enterprise data. Operational CRM, contact management, pricing and configuration, campaign management, customer support, PRM is our non-CRM data. Let's understand this entire diagram in much more depth in the slides ahead. Strategic framework for CRM implementation. Any strategic initiative must be able to project results, not just in qualitative terms, but also have sound business proposition for the organization. The business case must be quantifiable, must propose a reduction in operational costs and estimation of increase in margins. Metric development. It is critical that company develops objectives that are measurables and have key metrics in place. There must be a single metric that is quantifiable and can be utilized in all parts of the organization to measure their progress in enhancing customer value. The metric should be reflective of the organization's business reasons for contemplating CRM in the first place. An added list of possible metrics are given below that can be further used singly or in combination for assessment of the actual performance of CRM implementation. Repurchase rate, retention rate, cross-sell ratio, ratio of prospect to client conversion, ratio of revenue growth, share of wallet, word of mouth activity, customer churn, revenue per customer, cost to serve the customer, local or project specific metrics, human capital as a whole. These are a few important metrics that you should be keeping in mind for understanding how can you assess and understand the performance of your CRM implementation basis on all of these 12 factors. Developing a customer-centric ecosystem, a congenial approach. In order to create and deliver superior value to the customer, the enterprise needs to build an ecosystem around the customer. The CRM program is to migrate the live call center into a corporate-wide customer care center using customer information to personalize contacts and encourage customer loyalty. How can you do it? What are the CRM requirements? Provide scripting for CRPs and telesales staff. Automate your workforce management to optimize customer support. Implement web-based self-service and FAQs. Provide CSRs with on-demand customer profiles. Offer web live chat service and support. Support outbound message management as well. What are we doing? We're creating a CRM program for migrating the call center into a corporate-wide call center. Now, that becomes a customer care center for the entire corporate with involvement of these six core elements, which will make the CRM program a hit. An end-to-end CRM infrastructure. Suppliers and channel partners from the foundation of such an ecosystem, and the entire system thrives on their support. A customer-centric enterprise primarily relies internally on its own marketing, sales, and services and has the support of external partners to successfully implement customer care and marketing research related to customer preferences, customer feedback, customer satisfaction, and much more. Partner relationship management. For companies that are moving their products and services through channel partners, establishing a relationship with the end users and channel partners is crucial. Partner relationship management introduces a new challenge and opportunity for channel marketers. Delivering of the right information, right products and services at the right time requires an active support from the channel partners. Otherwise, it's going to go down the drain. As a result of the change orientation of the enterprise and inclusion of new partners in the process of value delivery in the customer interaction, new facets are added in a customer-centric enterprise, which permit greater points of interactions, increased and better quality of information related to specific customers' needs, delivered at any time and any place whenever required. This calls for managing an extensive customer database. Robotic Process Automation, RPA. enables software bots to mimic human interaction with a CRM system. By working directly with our virtual agent, Amelia, your sales and marketing teams can build automations without the need to write code or structured data. When new prospects respond to mails or when you receive a new marketing list from your vendor, this data needs to be transferred directly to your CRM tool, as well as your associate marketing automation, email marketing, and analytics tool as well. If your company isn't managing this process via automation, you're wasting precious time and labor on data entry. With one RPA, one robotic process automation, you can program this data, transfer once, and your bot will learn to manage the end-to-end process for you. Phases of CRM implementation. Phase one, develop the CRM strategy. CRM strategy can be defined as follows. CRM strategy is a high-level plan of action that aligns people, processes, and technology to achieve customer-related goals. Typically, a CRM program starts in response to changes in the organization's customer strategy. For most organizations, CRM is a comprehensive change program that seeks to move a company's focus from products it sells to creating value for and from its customers. Too often, CRM starts with its most visible expensive asset, a software-based solution. CRM is therefore sometimes considering an IT issue. IT conducts a user need analytics and selects a vendor, job done. A useful framework for clarifying customer strategy is the customer strategy cube. This is a three-dimensional analysis of companies' served market segments, market offerings, and channels. Situational analysis answers the question, where are we now and why are we where we are, in terms of the three dimensions of the cube. As we are talking in the context of customer relationship marketing, let's assume a long-term or overall aim. It is to put the customer at the heart of our communication strategy. To make things a little easier to navigate, let's consider those things at different dimensions of our long-term aim, and most importantly, how those dimensions fit together. If you consider these three amazing things while you are designing your customer care strategy, you will be successful for sure. Because if you understand the market segments you're serving, market offerings and channels, and where are you now and where you want to reach, and why are you here where you are, you'll be able to derive the context of the customer relationship management and introduce a long-term goal for keeping a customer at the core of a communication strategy. As you're talking in the context of customer relationship marketing, let's assume our long-term or overall aim is to put the customer at the heart of our communication strategy. Working in CRM, you're undoubtedly going to notice the term strategy used a lot. Working in CRM, you undoubtedly notice the term strategy gets used a lot by a lot of different people to mean a lot of different things. So to make things a little easier to navigate, let's consider those things as different dimensions of our long-term aim, and most importantly, how those dimensions fit together. Dimension 1, strategic and tactical levels. In terms of dimensions, this can be considered our height, from high to low. Strategy exists at different levels, and at each level must take its direction from the strategy above. The relationship between these strategies is a parent-child relationship, as in where this parent-child relationship exists, the child can be referred to as a tactic. Strategy, tactic, strategy, tactic, strategy, tactic 1, tactic 2, tactic 3. In the context of CRM, the parent-child relationship, strategy-tactic relationship looks like this. Number 1, the vision, the overarching dream for the customer relationship. Journey, the entire view of the end-to-end customer journey. Program, a specific portion of the customer journey. Touch point, an individual interaction with the customer. Variant, a tailored version of that individual interaction. This view helps us design an action plan for what it is we want to achieve, regardless of what level we are working at. Right from the top to the bottom. Dimension 2, functional lenses. In terms of dimensions, this can be considered our width from left to right. Strategy exists within different lenses. These strategies must align and be designed to run in parallel. The relationship between these strategies is sibling. And where these sibling relationships exist, the sum of them will add up to an individual but wholly defined project. Like customer needs, the customer's benefit, business's objectives, the business benefit, creative, the ideas employed to get there, data, the information used to get there, technology, the digital environment used to get there. So you're defining every stage from the width point of view. This is going to help you view design as a plan of action for how you achieve the what from dimension one. For each of these, you're defining it further in depth, in the width. Dimension three, progressive phases. In terms of dimensions, this can be considered our depth from front to back. Strategy exists within different phases. These strategies must be designed to build on top of another. So the relationship between the strategies is progressive. In the context of CRM, we are usually talking about progressive personalization. For example, basic customer recognition, customer lifecycle centered personalization to drive relevancy and CTA, lifestyle centered segmentation centered on lifestyle approach, one-to-one, fully personalized. This view helps us design a plan of action for the short term and the long term, considering from dimension two, what's possible now and in the future. This ensures that any short-term effort is effective early on, but is also an efficient use of time with our long-term aim in mind. Commence CRM education. It is important that all stakeholders have a clear understanding of what is CRM. IT people might think it is a technological project, marketers might think it is a campaign management project, and salespeople may think it is a customer contact database. But all of them have to think alike. Sales management may think of CRM as enabling management of the sales pipeline, while service management may see CRM principally as a means to reducing cost. This is a problem if the firm is not giving CRM more strategic consideration. The implications across organization needs to be understood by everyone and agreed to. Developing a CRM vision. The initial process of defining the organizational strategies and goals that the CRM will help deliver is essential. It is the key to lay out a vision within all the team members and all departments. This is called developing a CRM vision and defines what the system is expected to achieve and how success will be measured. A CRM vision will guide you through your strategy, avoid cost increase, to focus more on customer satisfaction. For example, you should ask, what are my company's goals? What are you looking to accomplish? Who will it cater to? How are your customers? What would their journey be? Starting with these basic questions, an organization can develop and delve into the answers in much more depth and build a CRM vision that establishes clearly defined set of guidelines, guideposts for moving ahead. These guidelines will help define the more specific plan or the CRM roadmap to follow. The CRM roadmap will outline the organization's current state and be able to answer key questions for staff, management, the board, and other stakeholders in order to achieve a strong consensus and buy-in to the initiative. Plan 2. Build CRM project foundations. After you've set the vision, now's the time to create CRM project foundations. Having created the CRM strategy, the next phase involves building the foundation for the CRM implementation. Building CRM project foundations are the second phase of the process. This phase comprises of various activities for CRM project design and planning processes as well. The activity involves identifying stakeholders, establishing governance structures, identifying change management needs, project management needs, identifying critical success factors, develop risk management plan. All of these things are a part of building your CRM structure and building the CRM project foundation. Right from identifying who is going to be the stakeholder, establishing governance structures, who will be governing it, who will be in charge of the change management between the changes that is going to occur after the implementation, project management, and risk management as well. Thank you so very much.